Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump won't be depending on Georgia to help him get closer to overturning an election that he lost to President-elect Joe Biden. The office of the Secretary of State in Georgia has officially come close to certifying the results of the 2020 race, upholding Biden's victory and turning the state blue for the first time in decades. The outcome following a hand recount and audit of about 5 million ballots. The Trump campaign now has 2 business days to request a machine recount of the results. President Trump's this afternoon is eyeing Michigan now, from which 2 Republican state legislative leaders have been invited to the White House today. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany characterized the meeting as routine.
So he will be meeting later on. This is not an advocacy meeting. There will be no one from the campaign there. He routinely meets with lawmakers from all across the country.
Michigan was another key state that went for Joe Biden. Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta has the latest.
The trip by the state House leaders occurs as Michigan's election results are supposed to be formalized Monday, and it's been quite a process. A bipartisan board responsible for certifying the votes from Detroit and Wayne County deadlocked, and then following fierce public blowback, the 2 Republican members changed their minds. Now they want to retract that decision. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson says it's too late.
Clearly, this is a PR strategy, a partisan strategy designed to sow seeds of doubt amongst the public about the integrity of our elections.
Another board meets Monday to certify Michigan's statewide results. That also requires bipartisan approval. And whatever the board does can be challenged in court. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta.
Top congressional Democrats meet today with President-elect Biden. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer are traveling to Wilmington, Delaware for their first face-to-face socially distanced meeting with Biden since the election.
The next coronavirus relief bill is certain to be high on today's agenda as negotiations remain deadlocked between congressional Democrats and the Trump administration. Speaker Pelosi says the Republican proposal doesn't go far enough to provide frontline workers what they need during the pandemic.
They do not want to honor our heroes, our state and local workers, our health care workers, our first responders, our police and fire, who make our existence possible. And now they might lose their jobs.
President-elect Biden on Thursday called on Congress to pass the next measure. Without it, programs created by the existing relief bill will expire at the end of the year. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 138 points. This is NPR News. Pop star turned Ugandan presidential candidate Bobi Wine is out of jail on bail. 2 days ago, he was arrested and charged with holding rallies in violation of Uganda's coronavirus safety rules. Protests followed. In the unrest, at least 37 people died. NPR's Ada Peralta reports authorities are breaking the news to more families today.
Outside the big hospital in the capital, Kampala, families broke down in tears as they received news that their loved ones had been killed during 2 days of riots. Hospital officials say they have received dozens of injured, mostly with bullet wounds. Meanwhile, at a courthouse across town, presidential candidate Bobi Wine was brought to court, and he gave a speech denouncing President Yoweri Museveni, who has been in power for almost 35 years.
Your Honor, it is Museveni that is supposed to be in this job for killing innocent citizens.
The arrests, the killings, he says, will not deter Ugandans from fighting for their freedom. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
Thousands of people in the Belarusian capital have turned out for the funeral of a protester who was arrested during anti-government demonstrations last week. Opposition activists say they believe officers in civilian clothing detained Roman Badarenka in a courtyard, forced him into a police van, and beat him so badly he died of head injuries the next day. Police deny involvement. Activists in Belarus have been holding demonstrations nearly every day since the August 9th presidential election, which they allege authoritarian incumbent Alexander Lukashenko stole. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.